By 1939 and 40, Goodman's innovative style of chamber jazz was being widely imitated. Small bands were spinning off of the swing orchestras of Ellington, Basie, Tommy Dorsey, Bob Crosby, and others. Several record labels began issuing all-star and combo recordings. These Goodman sextet records are easily equal to, if not in some ways more advanced, than his competitors. Much of the sextet material was very simple, based on Charlie Christian's riffs and blues improvisations, yet the cohesiveness of these instrumental voices, often speaking in unison, generated a streamlined precision rarely heard in jazz, and articulate voices they were. By 1940, Benny Goodman had brought in some of the very finest soloists at the cutting edge of jazz, and the newest addition to his cadre, plunger mute master Cootie Williams. Cootie's move from Duke Ellington to Benny Goodman was a major coup, breathlessly recounted by the press, and was even the subject of a popular hit entitled When Cootie Left the Duke. There are a couple more sextet recordings, notable for the superb unison riffing and excellent soloing. Now, by the way, you might notice by now that lots of the Goodman titles contain sly puns and double entendres, such as this, Holy Cats. Holy spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y. Now, this session features Cootie Williams and the audacious swinging solos of tenor saxist George Auld. Pianist is the redoubtable and, as always, understated William Count Basie.
Thank you.
classic Benny Goodman sides. That was Benny's Bugle and Holy Cats from 1940. Aside from his swing orchestra, the Goodman Combos generated a significant body of work and were a superb setting for Benny Goodman's incomparable soloing skills. His trios, quartets, and sextets produced a new form of chamber jazz at a level of precision and finely tuned interaction between players that was widely copied but seldom topped. His small bands introduced a series of breakthroughs not only in Goodman's own personal musical development, but in jazz style as a whole. And without him even intending to confront segregation in the music industry, his small bands seriously eroded barriers of separation that had prevailed from its earliest days. The wide social acceptance in the late 1930s of Goodman's African-American musical partners proved that art, music, and American popular culture were capable of transcending racial prejudice. The Benny Goodman trios, quartets, and sextets helped move forward the healing of a racially divided nation.